All right, hello again. Yeah, seems like we've been here before, except that light's a lot brighter than normal. But just ready to open it up to questions and get this thing started.
I've got to be real hard on you. You know, how do you survive this rough of a start?
I've had rough starts before. I've been part of defense with rough starts before. I mean, you know, the Monday night against Denver was about as low as I've ever felt. And, you know, I had to hold a press conference after that when that was a beating. And this week, you know, obviously we weren't where we need to be. There's some things we can definitely clean up to get better. And, you know, simple fact is we have to. Our tackling has to improve or, you know, our defense isn't going to be where we want it to be. Giving up big plays has to stop. I mean, if we're in a three-deep coverage and they throw deep, you know, we're looking for the turnover, not the completion for 82 yards or whatever it was. So there's things that we have to improve on, absolutely. And our guys are in there, you know, getting the plan, understanding it. We're working harder than we've ever worked. And, you know, results have to come, and they will. I've been around this thing a long time, professional football. Had my brains kicked in before. It's just unfortunate you come here in Cleveland. You know, it's two of the first three games have really been, you know, things that you just never could dream, you know, of a poor start. But, hey, those happen. You know, this is pro football. Every team we've played's been undefeated. And, you know, eventually we're going to win ours. So we'll just work harder, and it'll all come together.
When you say the things we have to clean up, when you give up 34 points two out of three games, it seems like there's more than just cleaning up.
Well, there's a lot of cleaning up to do. I mean, you know, like I say, it's when you look at it, it's really big plays. You know, it's big plays, and also it's, you know, we've missed some tackles to give up big plays in a running game. And last week with three walk-in runs, you know, it's unacceptable, and we're just getting everything cleaned up. It's those runs were a result of lack of communication, and, you know, they're unacceptable, and we're working on it, and we've got to get better. We want to have a great defense. We haven't lost confidence in, and I haven't lost confidence in, the fact that we will have a great defense. Right now it's, you know, it doesn't look that way, but, you know, like Teddy Roosevelt said, it's not all the critic about the critics. I don't think this is a quote about the critics, but it's about the guys in the arena. Well, the guys in the arena have a lot of pride. We got a lot of pride on defense, and, you know, we're going to fight back. It's unfortunate. Obviously, you know, with such a great following as Cleveland Browns have, you know, everything's, you know, everybody wants to win right away, and that's what we're all fighting to do. And, you know, I wish we all could. I wish we'd be 3-0 like some of these other teams that we've played every week. And, you know, it hasn't been the case, but we're just going to keep working until we do get there.
Is that as the huddle breaks or as the play starts, or when is that miscommunication happening?
Well, it's really the communication breaking down when you see a formation. You know, certain formations that we have a style of play that we want to play with, certain defense that we want to play with against certain formations. And if it's not properly communicated, and if the edge of the defense is, you know, we had a couple of problems with the edge of our defense, and if that's never addressed, you know, and never handled, we're not on the exact same page, you get those walk-in touchdowns, which are embarrassing to all of us.
When your defense is struggling, how do you balance personnel changes with just coaching up the guys that are already out there? And are you inclined to make some moves this early in the season?
Well, I think, you know, which is a great question right there. I think you're always looking to improve. You know, you always look to improve, especially when things aren't going well. When they're going well, you still want to improve, but it's like, you know, we're all right. You know, you could tend as a human being to overlook some things. But right now, when things are so rough, you know, we've got to get answers quickly. And you know, whatever the combination may be, we have to arrive at a point where we play great defense. And right now, with the body of work, and when you look at the numbers, you know, we're not doing that. And, you know, I'm the most optimistic guy around, But, you know, that game last week was not how we wanted to play that game. We didn't play well. We didn't, you know, and it just didn't go well. And, you know, it was disappointing for all of us. You know, but the next meeting, you know, was probably our best meeting of the year. You know, when we get guys in there, they get them focused. You want to do right. You know, I'm trying to watch my language here because I get excited. But we want to play now. You know, let's go back out there and get this thing right. And we got some fighters over there. And, you know, it's just sometimes you get knocked down, you got to get back up. All right, do the knocking down yourself. And, you know, right now we got caught in our stool. We got to come off of that stool and get some wins.
Struggled a little bit as a nickel guy. Are you guys willing to look at some other guys in that inside? I know it's a hard position because they kind of attack that position, but is there anyone else that you want to look at there?
I think Hank, you know, when you just look at it from you know, most eyes, and you're watching it on television, or, you know, you think, you know, that it's all the one player, but it's absolutely not. You know, it depends on the coverages, obviously, and things like that. And Hank's a very bright guy. He's got great talent. He's a savvy veteran. And it's definitely not all Hank Poteet, absolutely. I mean, he's a very skilled player, and I think he's one of our better players in sub-defense.
You're older than Brian and Mangini, for that matter. And the national media, and I don't know, maybe the local media too, the talk shows, et cetera, as we mentioned to Brian a minute ago, you guys are getting killed all over the place. You've been
Is
around.
That right?
I don't read the papers.
Really?
But
we're aware of it. I mean, you know.
What I'm saying is, you know, you've been around the tracks for longer than they have. You talk to them and say, listen, you know, that's going to happen. Don't worry about it. Or what do you do about that?
No, I mean, you know, the one thing is, you know, with Eric as our head coach, I mean, he's used to winning, you know, every week. And his preparation makes us win. And he does a phenomenal job. And right now, if you know, we listen to all you guys, and you guys do a great job of handling, obviously, the media and all the things that you do. And right now your job's tough, too. The bottom line is you know, we're going to be a great team. We work hard. We got players working hard. And eventually this hard work comes through. You know, all you can do is go back on facts and the history that we've been through, me and Eric. We didn't win a Super Bowl the first year we were in New England. You know, we struggled, but we got better each week. You know, and by the end of it, we had a lot of Super Bowl rings. And that's where we want to be with this team, you know. But it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, just because we want it to, hey, I want to be a Super Bowl champ again. Well, it's not going to happen unless you work your tail off and you got everybody around you, not just one person working their tail off. If it was up to hard work, we'd be 3-0 because Eric works harder probably than any head coach in football. So we'd be undefeated. But it's more than one man. This job is a team. It always is a team sport. It's always about everyone in the building, and we're fighting. We're working, and eventually the work's going to pay off.
There's a lot of stuff out there, and you know, you keep hearing about, you know, players filing grievances and all this kind of stuff. So Eric's taking a beating nationally. There seems to be a lot of piling on going on. My question to you is it in-house, is that completely just opposite of what you feel going on in here? And have you seen that happen before, you know, with Bill and stuff like that?
Be honest with you, like, you know, and I know it's probably a national story about whatever, you know, you talked about something about people, the way they perceive Eric. That's not the case at all. And so I can't really handle that question because I don't really know what you're talking about. I know our guys love Eric. They're working hard for him. And we're going to be all right. It's just right now, you know, everybody's going to take a shot at the leader. He's out in front, and they're knocking him down. And I'm catching a couple of them, not near as many as Eric is, obviously. But I'm sure they're coming. And you know, we have a lot of fighters here. Eric's a great fighter. And, you know, all we're doing is working our hardest. We're meeting together tirelessly to make sure we're getting everything done correctly and to give us the best chance to win. You know, if you fault Eric for anything, it's because he's working, you know, so hard, and we're all working so hard because we want what everybody wants and what you guys want is to win.
with all this hard work and talking to everybody at all the different levels, working hard, feeling good about where you're headed, at what point does it come down to talent with the players or lack of? How do you know where that fits in with everybody working their hardest?
Well, I think obviously, you know, and that's a great point. I think, you know, I've only made like two tackles in the league so far, and they were out of bounds when I hit somebody. But it's about really our players adapting to our system, our style of defense, our style of play. And when it comes together, it's a thing of beauty. I mean, you see it. You win every Sunday. And that's the facts. And, you know, as soon as we can get there, is that an easy thing? You know, right now, obviously, you know, we're struggling a little bit. But we're going to pick it up. I mean, it's just the way it is. And, you know, great things, you know, they don't happen overnight. You know, and right now we're climbing that mountain, and it's, you know, we're just going to keep climbing. And we'll get there.
It's on a specific player in the context of a question, Vic Kuhn, the second-round pick. Is this a case where there's a talented guy, you know, the talent's going to come out? You said so last week that,
yes,
that it will. But the case where you know what you have in these veterans playing ahead of them, and it's just too early to experiment, even with a talented rookie?
Well, I think the young man's got lots of talent, but, you know, really comparing him to our other guys, you know, he's very young. I mean, he's 3 years into his career, you know, and just to put him out there right now wouldn't be fair to him or anybody else. So, but he's you know, constantly improving. I think his physical play in the way that practices weren't this week, he's much better. But again, is he ready to take, you know, the reins of being a middle linebacker in the National Football League right away? I don't know if any rookie is. I mean, that might be a harder position to play than quarterback. Of course, I don't know quarterback, but I'm going to say it's harder. Boy, it is.
When you look at Cincinnati, they've obviously changed their identity offensively a little bit. They're not passing, they're playing spread out as much. Do you have to change how you defend them because they're playing more 21 and kind of running the ball downhill?
Well, I know you guys have great history with Cincinnati, playing them twice a week, twice a season. I've played them one time, and, you know, this quarterback is tremendous. So, obviously, their offense is going to start with Carson Palmer. But really have been impressed with the way they're running the football. Their stretch blocking is a new running, you know, style for them. And Vincent's doing a great job. And they're very committed to it. They're running a check with me offense, which is they're reading what type of defense you're in and either checking to a run or a pass. Or, you know, a run from one side to the other. So that's what they do, and they're doing a great job. Here's another team, realistically, that could be 3-0, you know, with the one short, you know, falling to Denver. But they're doing a great job. They're playing a complimentary game, and, you know, they've been very successful.
You know, you mentioned Carson a little bit. Does it seem like every week you get a guy who's, you know, 6'5", with a big arm, quick release? It seems like you get that, you know, Flacco's kind of like that. It seems like every week you got a quarterback that is a tough matchup.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the NFL, that's how it is. You got the best of the best and the best in the world. And, you know, I don't know if Favre was 6'5", but they're all big and they all can throw it. And the thing with Carson Palmer makes him so special is also he's a very intelligent quarterback, very smart at reading the defenses. And, you know, he makes all the throws, obviously. He's very talented, and obviously they have a super group of receivers that, you know, start with Ocho Cinco, absolutely.
Brian said something that maybe I just didn't understand. Maybe you can clear it up. He was talking about sometimes they'll break the huddle and the defense will dictate what they're doing. Maybe he was concerned about the defense preparing something they hadn't seen before. I would assume the offense is always the aggressor, or am I missing something that way?
That's a great question. You know, I can't answer for Brian. I'm not sure exactly, you know, the instance he's talking about you know, exactly what he was referring to, Les. But I think, you know, you got, you know, you have, you know, things that a defense, a look we got last week, we had an overload blitz coming off of one side. Obviously, they checked to a running play to go outside of it. We were supposed to have a contained player, you know, a contained guy out there. And so they checked to a play that scored a touchdown against us. But, you know, that's how things are. You know, it's this league, you know, everyone has the eraser. I say, you know, we have it on defense, because we get the final say on what on what on how the play is going to be played. And on offense, obviously, they're in an attack mode. They're going to think they have all the answers and to attack, you know, situations, you know, certain ways. You know, but defense always has to be able to react to the offense.
You can dictate.
Yes, absolutely. When the communication's right, then we'll, you know, then you have a much better chance to play great defense.
Looked like just a, you know, kind of a street free agent pickup for them. And, you know, now he's got numbers that would reflect a number 4 overall pick. You know, what happened with him?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We played Benson when he was in Chicago, and this guy here is he really looks good, and looks like he's been reborn going out there to Cincinnati. They're using him really well, and you know, in the style of runs that they have, and he's been very, very successful and has been outstanding.
Interior, obviously, you've had some problems on the perimeter. How's the interior defense overall?
Well, I mean, you know, right now everybody's taking runs at us about the running game, and rightfully so. We've been giving up big plays, and you know, if you look at the overall numbers, you know, they're ridiculous. It's big plays. I mean, it's big plays, and it comes down to if you're going to be a sound defense and a great defense and a good one, you have to be sound. You have to set edges on the defense. You have to tackle well, and if you don't do that, you know, you're going to give up a big one like that, and you're not going to have a good defense. And right now we've done that every week. We've given up a huge run, and so the numbers are ridiculous. But the numbers don't play. We got to play better. We got to have some great games, and if we need to play, you know, more sound, and that comes on me. Right now you try to do something that it's not getting communicated. That falls right on the coach. Nobody else. Comes right on me. And I know I'm a better coach than that, and I'm a better teacher.